Explore the Desert by Kay Jackson. Page 4, Chapter 1, Dry Land. A camel slowly walks across the hot, dry sand. Sunshine blazes down on the camel's rider. Wind blows the sand around them into giant dunes. The rider sips water, but the camel will travel many miles before it needs to take a drink. Its body is made to live in a land where water is hard to find. Animals like the camel are suited to live in the harsh conditions of a desert. The world's deserts are the driest places on earth. Deserts get less than 10 inches or 25 centimeters of rain each year. Desert air is so dry that raindrops often evaporate before they reach the ground. Page 5 has a picture with this caption. Camels use fat stored in humps on their backs when they need to go without food and water. Page 6, the desert biome. In the desert biome, a community of unique plants and animals have adapted to the dry climate. Desert plants and animals depend on each other for survival. Desert plants provide shelter and food for desert animals. Animals help plants by spreading their seeds throughout the desert, but some deserts have such harsh conditions that almost no plants and animals live there. Deserts can be cold or hot. Antarctica is a cold desert. Temperatures stay far below freezing in winter. Thick fur or feathers protect animals from the cold. In hot deserts, animals hide under rocks or in holes during the day. Plants have adapted to hot deserts too. The leaves of some desert trees curl up during the hottest parts of the day, and they save water this way. On these two pages, there are the following captions to go with pictures. The first on page 6, the Atacama Desert in South America is the driest place on earth. Rain might fall only once every 20 years. And on the bottom of the page, a picture of burrowing owls. On the top of page 7, under field note, where are deserts? Africa, Antarctica, Arctic areas, Asia, Australia, North America, South America. And there's a map of the world, of the globe, and yellow shows us where there are desert areas. Chapter 2, starting on page 8, Desert Plants. Splash! Raindrops splatter on the desert. Desert plants have waited months, maybe even years, for the rain. Rain brings life to the desert. After a few days, hidden seeds start to sprout. Soon, spiky spinifex grasses pop up from the ground. Cactuses soak up as much water as they can. In just a month, wildflowers cover desert hillsides. Bright blossoms sprout from thorny cactuses. Bees zip between the flowers. Antelope nibble on new green leaves. On this page, there is a picture of the spinifex grasses, and on the facing page, there is a picture of a flowering cactus, an ocotillo, and another picture that shows bright yellow flowers as they burst open on a prickly pear cactus. Page 10, Saving Water. Because rain is rare in the desert, plants must store water. Prickly cactuses have ways to live in the desert. Shallow roots spread out to collect water across a wide area of the ground. Hard, waxy skin holds in water. Sharp spines keep thirsty animals away. In Africa's Namib Desert, small leafless bushes dot the brown rocky ground. The twisted gray branches make the plants look dead. But they aren't. To live in this harsh land, the Nara plant has thick roots deep underground that store water. And pictures on these two pages have the following captions. And also, here's a fact. The yucca plant is food for many desert dwellers. Jackrabbits nibble their leaves. Gophers eat their roots. Birds and mice snatch up yucca seeds. And then there are pictures with the caption, saguaros and other cactuses are a type of succulent plant. Succulents store water. And on page 11, a picture with the caption, the Nara plant grows in the dry Namib Desert. The bush's roots store water. Page 12, finding water. Water in the desert doesn't last long. Blistering heat and sunshine quickly evaporate the water. Tree leaves shrivel and die once the water is gone. But the dead leaves on the Joshua tree don't fall off. The leaves shade the trunk and keep it from dying in the hot sun. Desert life changes during the dry season. Seed pods and fruits take the place of bright flowers. Desert animals eat plants to give them enough water to survive until the next rainfall. Tortoises munch on juicy cactus fruits. The dry seed pods of a mesquite tree rustle in the wind and drop on the ground. A field mouse snatches up a pod. Seeds in the pod have water locked inside their smooth shells. And some of the captions to go with the pictures on these two pages. Firstly, over on the left on page 12, a Joshua tree grows tall in the Mojave Desert in the western United States. And in the middle, a picture of cactus fruit. On page 13, mesquite tree seed pods. And then a desert mouse scurries across the hot sand, searching for seeds to eat. Page 14, chapter 3, desert animals. Mice and tortoises are just a couple of the animals that have learned to survive in the desert. Desert bugs are fierce fighters. They have to be tough to live in the dry land. Scorpions jab their prey with poisonous stingers. The stink bug shoots enemies with a smelly spray. The desert tarantula has stinging hairs on its abdomen. If a bird or snake gets too close, the tarantula flicks hairs into the animal's eyes and blinds it. Other desert insects are gentler. Butterflies flit between flowers. They drink the blossom's nectar. Colorful butterflies stand out in the brown desert. There's a picture on the facing page, page 15, of a tarantula that's hunting small insects in the hot desert. Page 16. Scaly, spiky, and bumpy reptiles thrive in the desert. They have watertight skin. Their skin doesn't sweat, so they don't lose water. Scritch, scritch, the claws of a lizard scrape against the sand. The nervous lizard scrambles towards a bush. A nearby snake slithers to a stop. The snake senses the lizard. With a snap of its powerful jaw, the snake grabs the lizard and swallows it whole. There's a picture on this page of a side-winding adder snake as it's swallowing a lizard in Africa's Namib Desert. And on the facing page, another hunter crawls along the desert floor. a Gila monster searches for a meal. The red and black lizard finds a kangaroo rat hiding beneath a bush. With quick gulps, the Gila monster gobbles up its prey. There is an inset picture of a kangaroo rat, and then there's a picture of a Gila monster with this caption on the top of the page. When a Gila monster bites its prey, deadly venom from its jaws flows into the animals. Page 18, Desert Animals Hunt at Night. During the hot day, many animals hide in cool burrows or under shady rocks. But when the sun goes down, desert animals come out. High above in the dark sky, a brown bat flies overhead. In the shadows, a lean coyote sniffs the air. It catches the scent of a mouse. From a small hole in a giant saguaro cactus, an elf owl's round eyes scan the ground below. A speckled grasshopper leaps from a bush. In a swift dive, the tiny owl snatches the grasshopper and silently flaps back to its nest. As the sun rises, night animals go back to their nests and burrows. During the night, few animals found water, but they aren't thirsty. To live in the dry land, desert animals need very little water. On the facing page, there's a picture of coyotes that hunt at night in the desert when it is cooler. And then there's an inset picture, a notebook picture, and it says field note. Scorpions are night hunters. Their size, 2 to 3 inches, that's 5 to 8 centimeters long. The color, yellow-brown. The food, insects, spiders, and other scorpions. And the picture on page 19 has the caption, an elf owl peeks out from its nest in a saguaro cactus. Page 20, chapter 4, People in the Desert. A man wearing a blue turban guides his camel across the sandy floor of Africa's Sahara Desert. The man belongs to a group of people called the Tuareg, the blue people of the desert. The dark dye of their turbans rubs off onto their skin. For thousands of years, the Tuaregs were nomads, moving from place to place. The Tuaregs were also traders. Their caravans of camels took goods, like spices and grains, across the Sahara Desert. In recent times, many Tuaregs have settled along the edges of the Sahara. Droughts have made it hard to find food for their camels. Wars made it dangerous to live in some places of the desert. On this page, there is a picture of wheat grains, and on the facing page, page 21, a man and his camel with the caption, Tuaregs use camels to carry goods long distances across the desert. Page 22, people affect the desert. People in the desert must be careful to protect the plants and animals living there. People might not realize the effect they have on the desert. By destroying desert plants, people harm desert animals. Animals that eat the plants no longer have food or shelter. If people kill desert animals like tarantulas or other spiders, larger animals that eat the spiders have to find other food to eat. Even though a rocky, dry desert looks tough, it's a delicate place. Hikers should stay on trails in the desert. When people wander off trails, they might accidentally crush a cactus. Hikers who aren't careful might trample over the burrow of mice or lizards, causing the animals' underground homes to collapse. On the facing page, there's a picture of a desert grasshopper. And across these two pages, pages 22 and 23, there's a picture with the caption, "People who hike in desert should stay on trails so they don't disrupt plants and animals." And here's a fact. Aliens have come to deserts in the United States. Alien plants, that is. The tumbleweed and salt cedar are not native to American deserts. Both plants were accidentally brought from Asia and Europe in the 1800s and early 1900s. Page 24, protecting the desert. Some people don't come to deserts just to hike. They want to live there. In the United States, desert cities are growing fast. Each year, thousands of people move to desert states like Arizona and Nevada. Malls, roads, houses, and stores are built and crowd out deserts, animals, and plants. To make sure deserts don't disappear, countries and states make laws to set aside land. In these protected areas, people aren't allowed to build roads or homes. It's against the law to harm any of the plants or animals that live there. On the facing page, there's a picture of Las Vegas, Nevada, that's sprawling across thousands of acres of desert land. And on page 25, there's a picture showing a sign, Death Valley National Park. And a caption, "The U.S. government protects desert areas by setting up national parks." Chapter 5, beginning on page 26, Desert Field Guide, Where to Find Deserts. Africa, Antarctica, Arctic areas, Asia, Australia, North America, South America. Climate. Temperature range, in hot deserts, 85 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 29 to 38 degrees Celsius. And the annual precipitation, less than 10 inches, 25 centimeters. And bugs, ants, bees, black widow spiders, butterflies, scorpions, tarantulas, and termites. And a question, where do some animals go during the hottest part of the day in a desert? Next page, animals. Common mammals, bats, coyotes, fennec foxes, gophers, jackals, kangaroo rats, mice, and wolves. Common reptiles. Gila monsters, iguanas, lizards, rattlesnakes, and tortoises. Common birds, cactus wrens, Gila woodpeckers, hawks, owls, roadrunners. Plants, birdcage plants, brittle bush shrubs, cactuses, creosote bushes, Joshua trees, mesquite shrubs and trees, Nara plants, spinifex grasses, and yuccas. Desert products, oil found underground, fruit from some types of cactuses, baskets, maps, mats, and ropes. Chapter 6, A Scientist at Work. At the southern tip of the island of Madagascar lies one of the world's strangest deserts. The Spiny Desert is a place of twisted trees and bushes, all covered in sharp thorns. Dr. Steve Goodman, a biologist with Chicago's Field Museum of Natural History, has studied the plants and animals of Madagascar's Spiny Desert for the last 14 years. When Goodman wanted to find out more about Madagascar's mouse lemurs, he went camping. Goodman spent time in the desert studying the lemurs up close. Goodman recorded what he saw, heard, smelled, and touched. He shared what he learned about the tiny animals with the government of Madagascar. His research taught people how to protect the mouse lemur by making sure the desert plants it eats are not destroyed. And on page 29, there is a picture of Dr. Goodman and one of these little mouse lemurs. Page 30, glossary. Abdomen, the end section of an insect's body. Biome, an area with a particular type of climate and certain plants and animals that live there. Caravan, a group of people traveling together. Climate, the usual weather in a place. Evaporate, the action of a liquid changing into vapor or a gas. Heat causes water to evaporate. Prey, an animal hunted by another animal. Reptile, a cold-blooded animal with a backbone. Scales cover a reptile's body.